What would immigration reform mean for your paycheck?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will be in Las Vegas today unveiling his plan for immigration reform. Yesterday, a bipartisan group of senators released their proposal, and it's expected that both plans would provide a pathway to citizenship to millions of immigrants who are in this country illegally. So what kind of effect would that have on wages in America? Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Critics conjure up images of a flood of immigrants willing to work for less, but some experts don't expect much of any downward pressure on paychecks. The reforms would largely affect immigrants who've been here for decades.
Once you wait long enough, the economy has already adjusted.
Pia Arrhenius has studied the effects of immigration on wages. She's senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Besides finding minimal impact on low-skilled Americans, she says highly sought-after engineers and other skilled immigrants can actually spur wage growth at the companies that hire them.
For example, if you bring in more technically trained immigrants, well, then the more generally trained native-born worker might move into a management or supervisory position.
Professor Raul Hinojosa studies immigration at UCLA. He says the last big reform during the Reagan administration brought higher wages across the board as immigrants became less vulnerable to being exploited.
You allow workers to have more rights, their wages go up, and we all end up winning.
Hinojosa contends that immigrants can be the rising tide that lifts all boats. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.